السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters listening in at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. This is a majlis of zikr. It is not a majlis of waaz and bayan, although waaz and bayan is also zikrullah. In whichever waaz, in whichever bayan, we talk about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, about His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about deen, about sharia, about Quran, about sunnah, that is all zikrullah. However, as we all know, that this is what I call a majlis of tawbah. That over the week that has gone by, we reflect, we ponder, we look into our lives, how much did I progress or retrogress, how much I ascended or descended, how much I went up or I declined. That is what we check. We check the state of our hearts. Any person who has got a weak heart condition, a diseased heart, a heart which is sick, then he is told to have his heart checked up. Different kinds of scanning machines are used, ECGs are used, and many other kinds of things that are now in vogue. The heart specialist, the cardiologist, he will use all that to check that is there any deterioration in the condition, has it worsened, or is it still the way it was, or after taking the medication, has it improved? That is what he does. Nothing more than that. And then he informs the patient that this is what is the condition of your heart, and you will require medication for a long, long time, or you will require a bypass, or you will require a heart transplant, or you must prepare for the qabristan. One of the things he is going to say. Some people's hearts have gone beyond that stage, and the only thing that's left after that is the qabristan. Reminds me that one jamaat of ulama went to Kashmir in those days when there was a war between India and Pakistan taking place. So it was a very dangerous trip that they were undertaking. If you say that you are supporting India, then you are in a problem. And if you say you are supporting Pakistan, then you are also in a problem. Because Kashmir is the bone of contention. Now if you are living in India and you are a Muslim, and you say that I am supporting Pakistan, then too you are in a problem. And if it's the other way around, then too you could be shot and fired at. So the bombs were flying, and whilst the battle was raging, at that time this Jamaat was sent by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali from Nizamuddin. He said, go and work, make lot of zikr, fikr and dua, and with hikmah try and propagate the message of deen there, and inform the people there that if you want to be protected, so then you will have to make rujoo ila Allah, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. He is the protector. In other words, he gave them nasihats and he sent them. Now when they were crossing the border, So they are one of those colonels or generals or whoever was in charge at the post. He asked them in simple layman's language, because you saw all of them clothed in this fashion, kurta, pajama, turbans, and going as a jamaat. So he asked them that, aap log kiski gaate hain? Means, who do you support? Who do you talk about? Who do you sing praises of? Aap log kiski gaate hain? Hindustan ki ke Pakistan ki? So it was a very difficult question. Now if you say Hindustan, meaning India, then too you got a problem. And you say Pakistan, then too you got a problem. The Amir Sahab, who had studied with us, he tells me, he says, that at that time Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put a very beautiful reply into my mind. Because I had told the other brothers that whenever you are asked anything, you must just say, refer to the Amir. So when they asked him, he said, hum na to Hindustan ki gaate hai, na Pakistan ki gaate hai. Hum to rozana sirf Qabristan ki gaate hai. Wherever we go, we tell the people, prepare for the Qabristan, life after death. Now the governments of this world have got nothing to do with the life after death. They don't have any military and police and any infrastructure in the Qabristans. Their hukumat and their government is on this earth. So there they can say, well, don't say this, don't do that, and you will be fined and you will be imprisoned and everything else. But once the person passes away and goes to his grave, then they have got absolutely no control over anything. So that cardiologist can probably say that that your heart is so diseased that even a transplant is not going to help. You have to get prepared for that which is going to come in the life of everyone, and that is death. So this majlis of zikr is for that. That we take a stock of our lives. It's not that we just come here, make some subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and shake our heads and shed few tears, and then we go outside and we do the same things. Or we make no change in our lifestyles. If a person has usurped somebody's property, if a person has hurt someone, injured someone, harmed someone without justification, if a person's akhlaq and character has not been good, the person has been stealing, the person has been speaking lies, the person's dealings are not according to Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, so then after the majlis, what is required is that the person must start making improvement in those areas. What else is the purpose of gaining some noor in the heart through zikrullah? Except that the person now in the light of that noor, he goes and puts things right. If a person hears in the darkness of the night the movement of some creature on the ground next to his bed, so what must he do now? Switch on the light and check what is there. Now when he switches on the light, he sees a huge snake, khuda na khasta, that is wriggling away. So what must he do now? Sleep away peacefully, quietly. He must say, well, I saw in the light there was a snake that was going. Or will that person run from there faster than he got up from his sleep? So the person in the light, he wants to see what is there that is going to cause me harm, and he wants to distance himself from that harm. The person, what else does he use light for? So like that, in the light of zikr, in the noor of zikrullah, that noor that comes into the heart through zikrullah, now we must see what are those things that are harming us, what are those things that are going to be problematic for us, not only in the akhirat. Akhirat will come whenever it will come. But as true believers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we sincerely believe the ayat of the Quran Sharif as being haqq. There is no question of any kind of interpolation, any kind of addition, alteration, or any kind of mistake or error, or any kind of doubt in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقَيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. which you have heard many, many times. Person who will turn away from the remembrance of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is not going to fulfill the ahkam of Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not going to implement in his life the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. So then Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, will make his life very narrowed and tight. I'm just giving you an explanation. Very, very narrowed. The expanse of the earth will not be sufficient for this person. His home, no matter how spacious, but he will feel very tight even in that spacious home. It does not mean that his body will get some kind of press from both sides. His bed will still be a 6x6 bed, a huge one. The person can have everything. He can have the best mattress in the world. He can have all the gold and silver and everything. But disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring restlessness, anxieties, worries, problems. The person will not even get sleep on those mattresses. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us hayat-e tayyiba. فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. Those people will do have iman and have amal-e salih. Whether they are male or female, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them hayat-e tayyiba. So this month of Ramadan that is coming, it is coming with all its anwar, with all its barakat, with all its noor and barakat, it is coming. As I mentioned this morning also, in the talk that I was giving to the ladies at the madrasa, that if an aeroplane is coming from far, from a distance you can see there's the aeroplane that is coming, although it's not on the ground as yet. It could be many, many miles away in the sky. But people with good sight, or if they use binoculars, they can see. There's the aeroplane that's coming. Or the Raat Ki Rani flower, the fragrance of that, the fragrance of that flower is carried far. If there's a gentle breeze that is blowing, then people can inhale the fragrance, just like the fragrance of other flowers. So in the same way, Ramadan Sharif is just a few days away. But believe me that the fragrance is in the air. You just feel as if Ramadan Sharif is just knocking at the door. It is coming as if some guest from, honorable guest from a distance is coming with all the gifts. If somebody's parents went overseas or went for Hajj or went for Umrah, and from there they phone that little child that I've got a bag full of gifts for you. So the child is excited. And when the child is told that the aeroplane will be landing in a very soon, so the child is always looking at the sky, what time it is landing. And when it lands, the first thing the child wants to know, where's that bag in which those gifts are. So Ramadan Sharif is that month which is coming with all the gifts. It distributes. It does not come to take from us. It comes to give to us. But if we are not going to show any kind of respect to this honorable month that is coming, if we are going to just while away our time as we did before Ramadan, or as we are doing now, if we are going to still be occupied in the same cricket, football, monopoly, and this game and that game, or TV and movie, or some people glued to other things on the internet site, or some people in the name of Deen and Islam, listening 24 hours to those radio stations on which certain programs are not even Islamic. We have to be selective. We don't say it is haram to listen to those programs which are Islamic. But there are many programs, every person who has got a little bit of knowledge of Deen and Sharia will say that this is un-Islamic. Now to listen to those programs, there are many, many young boys and young girls who are listening to such programs on the radio stations, so-called Islamic ones. And those things are increasing their passions and desires for evil. Ask me, because I'm replying and answering questions all the time. Young boys and girls are corresponding and finding out and trying to make the Islah. So what problems they are being faced with. The beautiful voices of some young girls that come on those radio stations, they create nafsani passion and desires in the hearts of those young boys and even adults sometimes, senior members of our society. So now will that be Islamic, and especially in the month of Ramadan? So I have no fear in saying these things. They carry my programs also from the masjid here. So I'm not saying that you mustn't listen to anything. There can be qiraat there, there can be some bayans and waz and nasihats and things which are permissible to listen to. So be selective and listen to that, otherwise switch it off. But the Ramadan month is not meant just to sit and listen to radio stations or watch programs on TV. Ramadan month is meant for istighfar, for tawbah, for tilawat of the Quran Sharif, for zikrullah, for turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for drawing from the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for filling up these empty hearts of ours with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for changing the pattern of our lives. And just as we are staying away from some halal in the month of Ramadan, then it means that we stay away from haram even more. That is what Ramadan was for. The greatest after Allah, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the most occupied, as I always say, in the works of deen, but he himself, see what he did in the month of Ramadan. The battle of Badr did take place. But besides that, and besides Fatah Makkah, most of the time in what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam spend in the month of Ramadan? So this month is coming with all its fragrance and with all its beautiful gifts and with the noor and the barakat and the rahmat. We don't have that sight, we don't have that heart. Otherwise there's such noor in the atmosphere already. I wish Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could give us that feeling, or give us those hearts which can receive this noor. So this majlis is the last majlis before the month of Ramadan. So let us start some kind of preparation mentally. Physical preparation we are doing all the time. Throughout the year we are doing jogging, skipping, running, this exercise, that exercise, this diet, that diet, and look at all the kinds of things that are being sold in the name of health. But we should prepare ourselves spiritually for this Mubarak month that is coming. From now we should program ourselves, this is how I want to spend my month of Ramadan. Then see, the whole year will go so beautifully, so beautifully. The person will enjoy the barakat of that month of Ramadan throughout the year. It is as if he has been boosted to such a level that now he can go round and round, like how that spaceship is boosted. Now it's there, it doesn't even require any kind of fuel after that. It just goes hundreds of times or thousands of times also. It can keep on circling on its own steam after that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this Mubarak month which is coming a means of barakat and rahmat for us, and give us the tawfiq of staying away from everything that is haram, forbidden, and give us the tawfiq of doing everything that is pleasing to Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us the tawfiq to fast in the manner that is maqbool in the Allah, not just staying away from food and drink and bragging that I'm fasting. So you will be listening to a lot of bayans and talks on taqwa and fasting and all those promises that Allah Ta'ala has made on taqwa in the month of Ramadan. All those things will be repeated. But this being the majlis of zikr and being the last one before the month of Ramadan, so I felt it appropriate to say one or two things with regards to the coming of the month. With regards to the virtues, read as a Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Fazail-e Ramadan. Every person should read it. It will give the person encouragement to fast in an appropriate manner and stay away from all that is haram and forbidden, and become the beneficiary of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and Allah Ta'ala's gifts and bounties in the Mubarak month. So a poetry of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi which fits in with this subject that I have just mentioned, and that is, let's tap at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Just keep on tapping, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will open the door. تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا، تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا، بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر، گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا، بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر، گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا. I've discussed this previously also. Whatever condition you are, whatever condition the person may be in, مولا سے لو لگائے جا. Connect yourself with Allah تبارک و تعالی. Everything is in His treasures. Our life is in His control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, the ground on which we walk, the homes in which we live, the heavens and the earth, everything is in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing really belongs to us. Just for the purposes of this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us some kind of property rights. Otherwise, every person would have said that everything belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So you can't say this is my house, you can't say this is my shop, you can't say this is my car. So the person will just take your car and he's gone. And you say, what happened? He says, Allah Ta'ala's car, so what must I ask permission from you? Somebody walks into your house and occupies it, and when you go, you get surprised that who are these new people that have occupied the house, and you ask them, they say, the land belongs to Allah Ta'ala, the house belongs to Allah Ta'ala, I belong to Allah Ta'ala. So how can you say that it is my house? So therefore, to prevent chaos in the world, Allah Ta'ala gave some kind of property rights. One person who believed in this kind of philosophy, he was breaking mangoes from a person's garden, from the tree in the orchard. So when the owner of the orchard came, he saw this person is on the mango tree and eating away mangoes and stealing mangoes. So he asked him, who gave you permission? He said, the mango tree belongs to Allah Ta'ala, the ground belongs to Allah Ta'ala, the mangoes belong to Allah Ta'ala, I belong to Allah Ta'ala. So how can you object if I'm eating mangoes from your yard? So he gave him also a treatment that befitted his statement. When he brought him down from the tree, tied him up to the tree and started beating him up with a whip. Started whipping him. Now when he started screaming, he said, why are you screaming? I belong to Allah Ta'ala, the tree belongs to Allah Ta'ala, you belong to Allah Ta'ala, this whip belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So if I'm whipping you now, why are you screaming? So Allah Ta'ala, for the purpose of this world, has given us some rights, but in reality everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So he said, whatever condition you are in, if you are finding yourself weak, you are finding yourself helpless, there are problems, there are difficulties in your life, you are facing all kinds of obstacles, tests and trials, and the solution to all that problem is only one, and that is turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Everything else is only a means, but there's no other solution. Is there anyone else in whose control is the whole universe? So tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. And then don't be too impatient also, that if you make a dua, now we want to see the fruits of that dua within seconds. And after a few times, if still the person hasn't seen the results, so then he say, I'm sick and tired, na'uzubillah, of making dua. So then go and find some other Allah who will solve the problem. قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑ آئے جا cry before Allah shed tears of ندامت repentance seek from him بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر take the example of a bird that is in a cage Allah Ta'ala has provided the bird with wings now if that bird is going to sit quietly in that cage and does not flap its wings then every passerby will say well this bird seems to be in a very very peaceful condition nobody will even think of opening that lock and say let this bird fly out but if that bird which has been trapped in the cage is keeps on flapping the wing and hits his head from this side to that side and as birds do when they are just newly trapped So the people that are passing by, they will feel pity on the bird. They will say, open that lock, let it fly away. So like that, we must keep on flapping these wings that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. Put our foreheads, put our hearts in sajda and seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Apne malik se ut karke faryad kar. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا ضربے کسی کے نام کی دل پہ یوں ہی لگائے جا گو نہ ملے جواب کچھ در یوں ہی کٹ کٹ آئے جا کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر تو بس اپنا کام کر یعنی صدا لگائے جا کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر تو بس اپنا کام کر یعنی صدا لگائے جا We are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. We are His slaves. Our job is to do what Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do. Keep tapping at His door whether He opens or He does not open. Why do we look at that? We must go on tapping and when the person keeps tapping at the door of one who is Kareem then when the door opens then this person will be flooded with the bounties of that Kareem may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyasal mustaghithin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah. O my most tolerant Allah, most generous, most kind Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. O my most beautiful Allah. We are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, there is no one more sinful than us. My beloved Allah, if the sins of the entire mankind have to be put on one side of the scale, and our sins have to be put on the other side, our sins will outweigh the sins of everyone else. But my beloved Allah, if our sins and the sins of the entire mankind have to be put on one side, and just one drop from your ocean of maghfirat on the other side, it will outweigh everything. My beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, more than your entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. You dearly love my beloved Allah, forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hum sharminda hai, hum nadim hai. Ya Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Hum siyakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us that we can beg. We are extending our begging bowl before you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us, my beloved Allah. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. We are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are extending our hands before the one who is our creator, the one who is our Khaliq and our Malik. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. How can you not be aware of our movements? My beloved Allah, if you had seized us the moment we committed sins, it would have brought great embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us. It was just your tolerance that you did not seize us the moment we committed sins. You gave us an opportunity to make tawbah and to repent. Ya Allah, tonight we are pledging that we are not going to return to those sins. The Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming, my beloved Allah. The fragrance of that Mubarak month is already in the air. Ya Allah, it is coming with all His anwar and barakat and rahmat. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate this great ni'mat. Bless us with life until Ramadan. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with the tawfiq of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq of making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, of making zikrullah, of engaging in ibadat, of distancing ourselves from everything that is haram and forbidden. Ya Allah, bless us with all the noor and barakat of the month of Ramadan, which is almost on our doorsteps. Ya Allah, let us not be indifferent, let us not be heedless, let us not be negligent. Bring about a complete revolution and change in our lifestyles, my Allah. Our hearts are between your two fingers, you can turn it in whichever direction you wish, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. It is filled with hawa and hirs. But Ya Allah, you have the power to change those hearts. You have given man the science of the transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage that where a bypass would help. The only thing that will help would be a transplant of a spiritually sound heart. This is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. You gave hidayat to those people who were enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave hidayat to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who had set out with a sword to assassinate my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my beloved Allah, he becomes the Khalifatul Muslimin. Ya Allah, he rests next to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rosa Mubarak next to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is his resting place. If such a dramatic change can come in the life of one, what is it difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to give us hidayat and to change the direction of our lives, change the qibla of our lives? Ya Allah, we have made dunya the qibla of our lives. Ya Allah, change the direction. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya, 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 fazl farma, dil badal. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta, dil badal. How long, my Allah, are we going to walk on the path of sins? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you? How long are we going to remain disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How long are we going to fulfill the desires of our nafs and the desires of shaitan? How long, my beloved Allah, how long? A day is going to come in our lives when the angel of death is going to squeeze the soul out from every part of our bodies. Recently, so many people, fit, young, healthy, as suddenly departing from this world. Suddenly they are leaving, my beloved Allah. We don't know when the angel of death will take us away from the surface of this earth. We have made no preparations for the hereafter. Ya Allah, the life which is gone is gone. The life which remains, let us do those things that are pleasing to you. Distance ourselves from those things displeasing to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with deen and with dunya. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. Give us a life of peace and happiness, contentment and satisfaction in this world. Ya Allah, hame izzat wali zindagi de, salamati wali zindagi de, afiyat wali zindagi de, apna qurb naseeb farma. Apni marifat naseeb farma. Bless us with trust and tawakkul in you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Attach us so firmly with you, my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, and in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize those bounties because of our disobedience. My beloved Allah, when the angel of death visits us, don't let him find us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, popping drugs in our mouths or watching some haram on the TV or some haram site on the internet or reading some filthy magazine or in adultery or fornication or any kind of haram action. So many people have died in discos, cinemas, theaters in a state of adultery and fornication. My beloved Allah, people are dying at prostitute quarters. Protect us and safeguard us. Save us from any kind of embarrassment, disgrace. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangata hoon. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا. یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. My beloved Allah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Make us a patch of the ground, the graveyard of Madina Tayyibah. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we too may be forgiven. Ya Allah, those who have gone for Umrah, accept their Umrahs, accept the ziyarats, accept their ibadat. Ya Allah, bless us with a share in the du'as that they will make. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tablighu da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Teri raah mein jo nikle huye un sab ko qubool farma. Unki hifazat farma. Madaris, masajid, khanqahu ko qubool farma. All the institutions of deen, my beloved Allah, make them maqbool. Bless each and every worker in your path with ikhlas in all actions. Ya Allah, protect and make hifazat of all the institutions of deen. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the conditions around the globe. Mankind is suffering around the globe. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the suffering and the pain of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Palestine, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and throughout the world, Somalia, Sudan. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is suffering, remove the suffering and the difficulties. Give hidayah to those who are zalim and those who are oppressing and those who are tyrannizing. But if it is not in their muqaddar, they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and they will continue with the tyranny and persecution and torture. Then, my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, clinics or homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses and diseases. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after zikrullah. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the suffering, the pain, the problem, the test, the trial that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after taking your Mubarak name is suffering or undergoing. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove those sufferings, pains, diseases, sicknesses, tests and trials. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.